Hey, I'm Diane Ramsey. Welcome to Scene and Screen. It's my podcast about theater and sometimes movies because I don't have that much time to talk on Mix 101.5 about all these fun things. So right now I'm talking to Jackson Cooper. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You are directing It Should Have Been You at Theater in the Park. It's coming up June 15th through July 1st.
Yes.
So I'm excited to talk to you, first of all, because I'm fascinated with directing, the whole process. It just seems overwhelming. How in the world did you get into it?
It is a lot. Well, I actually started in theater administration, interning with North Carolina Theater and such, so sort of on the producing side, and all the while I was studying conducting. So, you know, talk about, that's a different kind of directing and music directing. I've been around theater since I was 14 at North Carolina Theater, Theater Raleigh, North Carolina Opera, the ballet.
Oh, cool.
And when I started stage directing, it was actually quite an easy transition because I had conducted and I had also seen great directors work. It's always back to the text, you know, it's always back to what the playwright is intending, what the music is, and what the lyrics are saying. You have to go back to the song because it's all there in the song, all the emotion. So it's respect for the playwright and respect for the actors that I really are top priorities for me, and sort of getting everyone's ideas and talking about it. So
cool.
It's fun.
Well,
yeah.
They must love you. You're so collaborative.
I hope.
Yeah. So once you open the show, is the director done?
Like to say that final dress rehearsal is, well, opening night is when I'm technically officially done, but final dress is like my last night to give notes. It's kind of at that point, it's the actor's show. Mm-hmm. But once the show opens, the director is done. It's, you have to give it to the actors. It's their, you know, it's their baby now. So
cool.
Yeah.
Well, so can you tell us something about the show?
Yeah,
It Should Have Been You.
Is
that an old song? It sounds like
it should be.
It?
Yeah, something that like
It Should Have Been You.
Exactly. Yeah. It had to be you. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, but it could work like that. And actually, the song It Should Have Been You in the show is riotously funny. It's a very funny show. It came out on Broadway about 2 or 3 years ago, and it was a powerhouse team. David Hyde Pierce from Frasier directed
him.
It. He directed it, which is crazy. Yeah.
Ooh.
And then Tyne Daly was in it, Harriet Harris, C.R. Bogus, David Burka, Neil Patrick Harris's husband was in it. And quite a bit of other people. And it's a, I don't want to give away too much because there's some twists and turns in it that are great, but it's about a Catholic family and a Jewish family, and their children are getting married, and culture shock and the hilarity. And what I've been telling the cast is that it's, everyone is going insane in their own way because it's a wedding day. So everything starts out normal and then things fall apart, but everyone's trying to keep it together. So it's very fun. It's very quick and fast. It's framed as sort of a farce comedy. There's love door slamming and pratfalls, and there's also tap numbers and jazz tunes. It's really fun. It's a little bit of everything. And there are some very shocking twists that are fun, and I can't reveal anything. You have to come see the show.
That's good. That's a good overview.
It's a little bit of everything. Yeah.
Sounds like it would be fun.
And the depth of it all comes from the heart of the families that we have and the families we create, and sometimes the families that we're thrown into. So family is really at the center of it all. Mm-hmm. And it's like everyone is going insane, but they're doing it out of love. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's when you're in a high pressure situation, you start yelling, but it's all because I care about you and I want this to be a great day for you.
Well, the weddings are just so stressful.
Oh my gosh.
So,
yeah.
I think everybody that's been through one goes, wow, what was I thinking? Brides are just stressed out to the max.
Yeah.
And not everyone's a bridezilla. It can just be everything going fine and then just some little bump.
Right,
and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, which is funny about this show is that's really what it is. It's just like the pressure of the day, you know, is really people in a pressure cooker situation reacting in very human ways. So it's very relatable. It's very relatable in that way. Yeah.
I definitely want to see this. It sounds like a lot of fun.
So much fun.
So what are some of your favorite musicals?
Oh, it's tough. It's always
it's hard, isn't it?
It's always the last one I listen to. Yeah. I really like Sondheim a lot. Mine go through decades. It's like I have a good 1930s one that I love, a 1940s, but I love Sondheim. Follies is a favorite of mine, and Little Night Music. But I also really love things like the music of Carousel, Cabaret is always a good one.
Oh,
I think one of my top ones, if you were to back me into a corner, I love Chorus Line, which I've had the pleasure of directing once, and I want to go back and revisit it. But I really love A Chorus Line. It's just so a brilliant musical.
It is.
And if you've ever done show business, it's way too real. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the feeling I get.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've only done like community theater and stuff.
Yeah.
But I just, Of Chorus Line.
Yeah. What are yours?
Chicago.
Chicago.
I just love the music of Chicago. That's probably my 30s. Or is that 20s?
Well, it sounds like 30s and 20s, but it's actually 70s.
Oh, right.
And it came out the same year as Chorus Line, and it flopped.
Oh.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
It did. It flopped. Fosse did it, and then City Center revived it in the 90s, which is the revival that's still running now on Broadway.
Oh, wow.
And now it's a mega hit,
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That one. And I love, this is a crazy one,
no,
Something Rotten.
Oh, really?
So crazy.
Yeah.
And just the little, told my kids, I'm like, you've got to listen to this music. They're like, I don't want to listen to a music. I'm like, just listen to it. And they all were like, loved it. So then when it came to D-Pac, I had to take them to
see
that.
Oh, you took them to that? Okay,
yeah,
good.
Because it's just so crazy. And, I like that. That's farcical, I guess.
Oh, it's total farce. Yeah, on Shakespeare and Broadway
music.
Musical.
Just, like the parody little lines.
Right.
And,
that's a great one. Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy that one.
Well, real quick, Hamilton.
Oh, I'm sorry. Why did we not talk about Hamilton?
Yeah, we haven't
talked
about Hamilton. It is, I know.
Of course I love Hamilton. And that's another one that I did not want to like. Because I'm like, I don't really like hip-hop.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, and I was really surprised. Yeah.
And someday I hope to see Hamilton. It really is. I mean, you can tell just from the music how much work went into it.
Yeah, so. And of course it's a mega hit. I mean, that year with the Tonys, there were...
Well, Something Rotten was up.
Yeah, Something Rotten and Bright Star and Waitress, like all these great shows, but you can't compete with a monster hit, so everything else gets backseat to whatever the big hit that year was.
Which is a shame, because there's some really good work that does.
Did you see Waitress at D-Pac?
I did see Waitress.
Isn't that wonderful?
I love
it
that.
It breaks
one
your
too.
Heart.
But it does. Yeah, it's got that. It's crazy, and then it's all of a sudden really touching and sad and serious. And you're like, oh my God, I don't know what to feel like.
And
it's
it
like
keeps getting
everything.
Sad and serious as it goes on. Your heart just keeps breaking. Yeah.
But that's good writing.
That's all good writing. Oh,
that's
I think we're living in another golden age of musicals. Like just the great work that's being done between something like Waitress and Bright Star and Hamilton, Come From Away, that was just on, still on Broadway.
I haven't seen that, but I love the music.
And The Band's Visit, which is on Broadway now with Tony Shalhoub, is fabulous. It's like, this is going to be a time that, we look back and go, wow, that was a lot of stuff in a short period of time. So it's great. It's wonderful.
Well, what a wonderful transition that was, Jackson, because I was going to ask you, speaking of golden age of musicals, you recently taught a class at NC State, my alma mater.
I did. Whoop back. it was for the OLLI program, and it was called Everything's Coming Up Roses, Golden Age Musicals from 1940 to 1959, a history / sort of cultural overview of a musical theater from Oklahoma to Music Man and West Side, and sort of how America found its voice in creating the American musical. Because before that, it was musicals were sort of song producers. So the form of like American drama, like O'Neill and Tennessee Williams, that had that sort of form of what an American play was, had never been translated to a musical until Oklahoma came along and just changed everything. So I trace from Oklahoma the evolution of the musical, not just in terms of how it was written, but how it reflected social issues. So things like South Pacific, reflecting our involvement in World War II, and then subsequently King and I, being about xenophobia and isolationism.
Yeah.
And
that's another good one.
I know, I love that one. And we talked about the musicals that survive and some that don't survive, and why they don't survive. So it was a lot of musicals, but it was so much fun. And so in the spring, I'll be teaching a follow-up, which is 1960s and 70s.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's definitely an era of a lot of social expression through the musical form.
Right. And before then they had to, social issues had to be sort of still under the auspice of a musical. So
kinda
there had
like
to
subtext.
Be, yeah, sort of subtext. So it wasn't didn't really get to the darkness. It did, but you had to really dig into
attention.
It. Yeah. But in the 60s and 70s, I mean, they went, hard hitting. Hair, Godspell, Jesus Christ Superstar, where they went dark and made a point, and they were unapologetic about it. So it's fascinating, yeah, how it's sort of evolved over time. Yeah, and now anything's game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's, you're definitely right. That's happening again.
Yeah.
People are expressing things, their politics or
right.
you know, social change, of the way they'd like to see the world yeah. through their writing. And
yeah, and there's a lot of, and, you know, someone in the class asked, well, what is defines a golden age? And really, it's a lot of things. And one aspect of it is that the art reflects the social times and issues mm-hmm. of the day. And it's not just escapism, which in the 20s and 30s, that's what musicals were, and movies too. But it's also that there was just so much work being done in such a short period of time. That sort of is why I'm like, oh, now we're living in a golden age, because there's Waitress, Bright Star, Come From Away, Band's Visit, Something Run, Hamilton, all of this happening within 5 years of each other, you know, and it's unbelievable. It's crazy.
Cool. Yeah. So who took the class? Was it for credit or?
Oh, no, it was for
Ollie?
Their, yeah,
it's
for Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. So it's adult education.
Oh, man, I think yeah. I need to sign up
you
for
should,
that.
You should, you should. Anyone can sign up.
That yeah. fascinates me as well.
No, it's great.
So
it's fun.
I got a question. What tips would you give for someone auditioning for a musical? Besides, don't do The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow.
Yeah, or Defying Gravity. Yeah, if I hear one more Defying Gravity, you know, yeah. A lot is do your research on the show. Like, really know the type of musical you're walking into.
Where do you do the research?
The internet is a wonderful thing. I mean, really, YouTube has everything. So, you know, watch clips from the show.
Okay.
Wikipedia now is a good source. But really, if you're doing a classic musical, mm-hmm. looking at the musicals that sort of came out around that time, it's always good to choose a song that is from there, and also just to research the characters and find something that you're comfortable with doing, like monologue-wise and song-wise. And as long as you're comfortable and you feel you can portray your best self, then that's really the only advice I can give, is do something that you're comfortable with. Yeah.
Cool. That's good advice, though.
Yeah.
Something that's similar to the material you'll be doing. So
yes,
you can,
yeah.
the director can envision you.
Exactly. It's a little easier.
Not
yeah.
just your favorite song.
Yeah, right.
That you sing well.
Right. And that's fine, too. But it's harder, you know. And really, I want to demystify something, is that everyone behind the table wants to see the audition succeed. You know, we want to see you do your best. And we're not waiting for you to make a mistake or waiting for you to mess up. I love auditions and callbacks. So, but you're right. I think doing something that's similar to a show, like the decade that it's from, or maybe even from the show, you can try something. And that's, as long as you're comfortable doing it, I think that's the best advice I could give. Yeah.
Cool.
That's great. Yeah.
Well, musicals are so much fun.
They're so much fun.
Love them.
So
Don't we
fun.
Have something you were going to tell me about that's coming up on TV
oh,
about
yeah.
musicals? Oh, yeah.
Turner Classic Movies is doing, they just announced their June lineup is all a month devoted to classic musicals, movie
oh,
musicals.
Wow.
And they're going decade by decade, which is cool.
Oh, that's
they're
good. Doing, well, see, that's a great learning opportunity.
Exactly,
for
right.
Like me
and
who
if you, well, if you have
sure.
DVR, you know, it starts at 8 a.m. and then ends at 2 a.m. the next day. Yeah.
Well, that's going to be fun.
It'll be fun.
So, get on it,
because yeah.
June is here. Well, Jackson Cooper, director of It Should Have Been you at Theater in the Park, June 15th through July 1st. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Diane.
Tickets are available.
Yes, theaterinthepark.com.
I believe so.
Yes, yeah, and you can pick them up in person as well. And I would get them, because we anticipate this is going to sell out. So get them now.
Looking forward to it.
Great.
Thank you so much for joining me
Thank
on Scene
so
and
much.
Screen.